Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy and today is Sunday, December 19th. Right now we are going through the book of Jeremiah in our Advent devotional guide. And today we begin a new section titled Hope for Judah. We'll be reading from Jeremiah 30 through 33 and also from Luke 1 and 2. You'll notice this week a shift as we begin our readings and enter into Jeremiah's book of consolations. As hard as the proclamations on judgment have been, the overwhelmingly good news is that God isn't finished yet. In these three chapters, we hear of the hope of restoration for God's people. He punished them for their sin, yes, but that punishment was for the purpose of restoration. He will bring them home again. We chose to read the traditional Luke 1 and 2 narrative in concert with these readings from Jeremiah because, in many ways, the events of Luke 1 and 2 show the fulfillment of promises God made to his people in Jeremiah 30 through 33. This week, we pray you are encouraged by the hope found in the baby lying in a manger and the promise that God isn't finished yet. Our scripture from today comes from Jeremiah chapter 30 and Luke chapter 1 verses 1 through 25. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall take possession of it. These are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a cry of panic, of terror and no peace. Ask now and see, can a man bear a child? Why then do I see every man with hands on his stomach like a woman in labor? Why has every face turned pale? Alas, that day is so great, there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, yet he shall be saved out of it. And it shall come to pass in that day, declares the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and I will burst your bonds, and foreigners shall no more make a servant of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Then fear not, O Jacob, my servant, declares the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from far away, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. I will make a full end of all the nations among you whom I scattered you. But of you I will not make a full end. I will discipline you in just measure, and I will by no means leave you unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable and your wound is grievous. There is none to uphold your cause, no medicine for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They care nothing for you, for I have dealt you the blow of an enemy, the punishment of a merciless foe, because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant. Why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable. Because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant, I have done these things to you. Therefore all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered, and all who prey on you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion for whom no one cares. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving and the voices of those who celebrate. I will multiply them, and they shall not be a few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be small. Their children shall be as they were of old, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince shall be one of themselves, their ruler shall come from their midst. I will make him draw near, and he shall approach me. For who would dare of himself to approach me, declares the Lord? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this. And now a reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was a barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right sides of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak at them. And they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my reproach among people." Today, the tide turns in Jeremiah's prophecy from judgment to restoration. In Jeremiah 30, God makes a number of promises to his people that seem impossible. He will bring his people back home, protect the line of David, heal their seemingly incurable sin wounds, restore their fortunes, and bring them to a place of celebration and joy. God will give them a prince who will be like them, and yet who can approach God. They will be God's people again. I have to be honest, after 3 difficult weeks trudging through prophecies of judgment because of the people's sin, these words should bring joy. But if you're slightly cynical like me, this reversal might be hard to believe. And can you imagine how the people might have felt hearing this prophecy? Surely they had their doubts too, as they sat on the shores of Babylon watching the consequences of their wickedness play out under foreign rule. And as we turn to Luke 1, we see glimpses of fulfillment. 70 years after captivity, God did in fact bring his people back to their land. In Luke 1, we see this prophecy partially fulfilled as we find faithful Jews like Elizabeth and Zechariah living in the land God had given his people so long ago. They are living under the rule of Herod in Rome. God has brought them back home nonetheless. In Jeremiah 30, God describes their hurt as being incurable and their wound as being grievous. Who could heal them? Who could save them from themselves? But in verse 17, God declares, "I will heal your wounds." It might seem impossible that God's people will ever come back from this, having sunken so far in the depths of sin, but God will heal them. God can do what we think is impossible. Likewise, in Luke 1, he promises to do the impossible for Zechariah and Elizabeth, who have experienced barrenness for many years, not because of their sin, but because that God's good purposes might be fulfilled in his timing. From Elizabeth's womb would come another prophet who would boldly speak truth, a man named John who would make ready for the Lord a people prepared. John's preaching would prepare the way for the Lord, for the birth of Christ, the Messiah, and the Son of David. Those hearing Jeremiah's prophecies probably scoffed at the idea that a son of David would reign on the throne of Judah again one day. Yet this week, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus, a descendant of David, God would indeed send the people a ruler like them, and yet one who could approach God himself. Like God's people and like Elizabeth, we lift our voices too in celebration with songs of thanksgiving for the one who came to take away the reproach of his people.